Welcome to another episode of the DBM Academy podcast. I'm Sarah, and we are delighted you are here. This is your best source for everything happening in the world of digital assets and how we work to create equity and yield every day in our digital businesses. How are you, John?
I'm well, thank you, Sarah, and excited for this episode.
So am I, John, as today we are diving into an innovative digital asset super system called Ultima. Let's take a look at their ecosystem. There's a lot to unpack. Run us through your first impressions of this ecosystem, John.
Sure. First, though, is our disclaimer. This information is for educational purposes only and is not financial advice. Okay, Ultima is a multi-billion-dollar blockchain project that's been around since 2016. They have created a community of over 3 million members and have seen some pretty impressive growth, with their market cap jumping from $500 million to a staggering $50 billion in 2025.
That's a huge leap. How are they achieving this?
Their secret sauce seems to be what they call hyperdeflation. The idea is to decrease the coin supply while growing the community, and hence demand for the Ultima utility, services, and digital assets. They have a whole ecosystem of utilities, including things like grid trading bot licenses, staking, and even a marketplace.
It sounds like they're trying to create a self-sustaining economy for the benefit of Ultima holders and users of the ecosystem. Clever. What are some of the ways users can get involved and potentially profit?
It is clever, Sarah. In fact, one of the first long-standing altcoin ecosystems DBM have seen that continually adjusts to ensure the required balance between stock to flow. This is achieved in four main ways. First, there's a grid trading bot that uses USDT deposits to trade 24/7 and create micro profits every day. Second, you can freeze your Ultima token asset for 36 months and earn daily yield rewards. Third, they have something called boosters that accelerate access to yield in the Ultima token itself, a token that has already achieved a $20,000 price point this year. Fourth, and this is crucial, the Ultima blockchain is programmed to halve every year. The goal for the community is to ensure an ever-increasing price of the Ultima token by a combination of controlled supply deflation combined with permanent demand.
Interesting. So there are options for both active users and those who want a more passive approach. Did they give any examples of how these have been performing?
They did, and the numbers are pretty impressive. They showed an 11,000 euro grid bot license that generated over 14,000 USDT profit in just 2 weeks. Even a smaller 110 euro license saw 110% profit in 12 days. The clever part is these profits are now distinct from the Ultima market price via a technology called TPTU. Of course, these are just examples, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. As ever, Sarah, we recommend participants start small, especially if you are new to digital assets.
Of course. It's always important to remember that. What else did they talk about?
They also touched on their market cycles, the importance of timing market entry, and their strategy for the future. Folks can learn more about these dynamics in the weekly DBM Ultima workshops at dbm.academy/Ultima. They're aiming for 100 million members, a top 50 ranking on CoinMarketCap, and listings on the major exchanges. This increases visibility for the Ultima token and associated utilities, hence price discovery over time.
It sounds like Ultima has some very ambitious goals. It'll be interesting to see if they can achieve them. Thanks for breaking that down for us, John.
Anytime, Sarah. That is for sure, as ever, the community itself has a major influence over the success of altcoin-based initiatives. At DBM, we do what we can to educate and support the community toward our joint goals of increasing equity and reliable yield every month.
For sure, John. Okay, that's it for this episode, folks. We hope you found the information useful. If you are looking for more information on how the DBM community uses applications like Ultima to create ongoing equity and yield, join Kliadna and the team in our weekly Ultima workshops here, dbm.academy/Ultima.
That's great, Sarah. Be sure to join us next time for more insights into the ever-evolving world of digital assets. Stay safe out there, folks, and go make a difference.